He said he foreordained this, that we should be set us apart and that we should be blameless in his sight, even above reproach before him in love. For he foreordained us, destined us, planned in love for us to be adopted, revealed as his own children through Jesus Christ, in accordance with the purpose of his will, because it pleased him. You heard Sister Lucy, she up here talking about when the Lord is pleased. It gives him pleasure, his love that he has shed abroad in your heart. It pleased God to do it. Because he wants you to be like him. He wants you to think like him. He wants you to live like him. It pleased him to do it. So when something happened in your life, it pleased God to get it right for you. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's his good pleasure to do it for you. So what is it that will hold you back from somebody so committed to you? What is it that will stop you from expressing your appreciation? Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. What is it that will call you to be so bound to the burden that you won't turn it loose and say, I'm going to praise God? So feel it, get out of my way. Bad leg, get out of my way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may come in here hopping, but don't let that stop you. Woo. Say, I'm in my fourth set of 20. Don't let that stop you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He foreordained. He planned. Hallelujah. In love for us to be adopted, revealed as his own children through Jesus Christ, in accordance with the purpose of his will, because it pleased him, and with his kind intent. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So that we might be to the praise and the commendation of his glorious grace, favor, mercy, which he so freely bestowed on us in the beloved, in Jesus Christ. He freely bestowed this on us. In him we have redemption, deliverance, salvation through his blood. Amen. Listen, in him we have redemption, deliverance, salvation through his blood, remission, forgiveness of our offenses, shortcomings, trespasses. When that is removed, what's stopping you? According with the riches and the generosity of his gracious favor, which he has lavished upon us in every kind of wisdom and understanding. Listen again. Which he has lavished upon us in every kind of wisdom and understanding, practical insight and prudence. That means I'm not ignorant of what I got. No, I know I got something. He had lavished this upon me, and he just endowed me with it. Hallelujah. I said, he just didn't put a little dab of oil on me, you know, open this bottle up and dab me. No, he lavished. He poured it out on you and me that we might be filled with his goodness. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I said, thank you, Lord. The Bible says, Paul and Silas, I'm about to leave you now, found themselves in a situation. Paul heard a voice say, come over in Macedonia and help us. Paul went over. This is 16th chapter of the book of Acts so you can follow me. But watch what happened. He obeyed God, went over, because he was headed another direction. And he got over there, and he started preaching. And there, a little girl, young lady, with the spirit of divination, that means demon possessed, told fortune. Amen. And somehow she was attracted to Paul, and this spirit was trying to annoy him and aggravate him. And verse 17 said, the same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servant of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this she did many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said unto the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her. And he came out the same hour. And when the magistrate saw what had been done, he was upset. Because his gain, his by what he gained for her telling fortune was gone. She couldn't do it no more. So they pull them out into the streets and commence the beating on them, rip the clothes off and beat them because they say their backs were bloody. And then they took them and cast them into prison, made their feet fasten and stop. Hallelujah. And verse 24 says, who having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet to fasten and stop. Now, can you imagine doing the will of God? Preaching. Gotten a girl delivered. Paul could have got bitter. Lord, I preach the gospel. Now, here I am, bound in chains. We've been beaten. Backs are bloody. I'm hurting now. This is what I get for preaching the gospel. But the Bible said they didn't say that. But verse 25 said, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoner heard them. Guess what else? Not only the prisoner heard them, but something happened. Verse 26 said, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone band was loose. Hallelujah. Don't tell me there's not any benefit in praise. Don't tell me that. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that everything should have that has breath should praise the Lord. He said praise him with the string instrument, didn't he? He said praise him with the harp. Praising with the organ and dance. Thank you, Jesus.